Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, nays and thems and cheese and he's and all in betweens. You were listening to Bitcoover FM. We were just graced by Gorshit. Thank you so much for making it all the way across the pond.
Anytime, my pleasure.
There you go.
My pleasure.
And also joining me in the studio is some good friends of mine, Henrietta, Spencer, Jules, aka Hattori Tori, DJ Sakura, Calculator Free Assassin, Kitty on Fire Records, and of course, yours truly, DJ Lately from Bitcoover FM. Thank you so much for joining
us.
Oh, amazing. It's been a little minute. It's the first time we had the KOF crew up here in the new spot. And we'll get our background music. Boom, there we go.
Sexy.
Yeah. From the Super Duper Digipunk Volume 7. You made it that far. I remembered like Volume 2 and 3, and those were like,
oh, that's magic.
Yeah, I know, right? Volume 2 was crazy good.
It's magic.
So good, so good. Where in the UK do you hail from?
I'm from Bristol.
Bristol? That is southwest.
Aye, but I lived there 30 years, and that's enough. And now I'm in the north.
Cool.
The glorious impoverished
rail towns and manufacturing.
Get down that coal mine.
And keeping the Scottish up there.
Yeah. Border patrol.
That's right.
Join border patrol.
Beautiful. And we met briefly on the back porch of Redgate.
I remember.
And I fangirled in us, like, oh my gosh, because we've played a whole bunch of KOF stuff, both physical and digital, on the show. And actually, Kitty on Fire was the reason that I got my show approved on FM radio. So huge, huge shout outs to them. And then both Hattori Tori and Gorshit released a split EP. I think it was 2 years ago.
Around 2 years?
Yeah, two or three.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years ago. A couple years back, called the Misdirection EP. Mm-hmm. One side Gorshit, one side Hattori Tori. Fantastic.
Right. And the Hattori Tori side is good.
What if?
And the... We've played the crap out of that, and actually we lugged out the old cassette from over at the listening desk, plugged it in here, and just amazing.
Oh,
so
thanks for doing that.
Oh, it's so good, it's so good. And of course, there's tons of music from both artists and other Kitty on Fire artists. Kitty on Fire Records. .bandcamp.com, gorshit.bandcamp.com, Hattori Tori 1?
Something like that, yeah.
.bandcamp.com, I think so, yeah. And also, both of these fine lads also have SoundClouds and social media, so please go follow them. More importantly, while we've got both of them here, they will be playing June 14th.
This Friday.
I believe so, yeah. At a secret location in Vancouver. So what you need to do is you need to go on kittyonfirerecords.com, go buy your tickets. I believe they're $20?
Yeah.
Nice. $20. And then the address will be texted to you the day of.
Thank you for plugging that so I didn't shamelessly have to literally say what you
that
just
is,
said.
That's my job. Yeah. My job is to to take the shame and plug for the...
The show will also feature Femtanol.
Yes.
Up and coming queercore, digital hardcore...
mess.
Phenom.
Yeah.
Who were flying in from Florida. So
Florida.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that too.
Getting out of the clutches. You'll
be playing too.
I will also be opening.
Spinning damn Dreamcast.
That's right. Let's yak for just a second here about the hardware that you play that set on.
Oh yeah. I went minimal because, you know, overseas. But like it's people look at it and assume it's complicated. It's not. I could basically stand here and do nothing. If anything, by pressing any of these buttons, I'm just ruining the songs. But at the minute, I'm using the cheap-ass APC Minis by Akai and the little drum pad thing. I like the bigger ones, the old ones from like the 2000s, but they're just getting impossible to get hold of now. So I'm stuck with this crap, which is plasticky and feels like a Playmobil toy, but it does the job.
It's velocity sensitive.
That much is true. That much is true. Although I don't use that because that would require skill. So I just have it all full velocity and bash the
127
shit out of it.
MIDI. Bam.
Yeah, exactly. Like yeah. Mask the lack of skill.
I doubt that. I got several messages while you were playing saying that the energy is just bang on killer during the set.
I'm glad people liked it.
And of course, the set will be available on the Bitcoover SoundCloud in the near future, and we'll provide that both to Kitty on Fire and Hattori Tori and Gorshit when we're all done here. your lovely little device, which I believe was Henry was saying there's triggers so you can play some retro games and everything.
So I bought it just as a handheld. It's like a, I think it's a 7.5-inch laptop, but it's got an Xbox controller built into it. So it's got like a full keyboard and stuff, and I thought it would be just cool for playing PlayStation stuff.
Nice.
But then I realized specs-wise, it was like better than my Razer Blade Stealth. Like this thing's like, it fits in your pocket and it's got 16 gig of DDR5 RAM, 2 terabyte NVMe, 8-core i7. It's insane.
Wow.
And it cost me $200.
Okay, I might need to investigate that then.
Yeah, it's a GPD.
Oh, it's a GPD.
It's a GPD.
Is it a GPD Pocket?
GPD Win Max.
Okay, so it's the larger one, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the GPD Pocket when it came out and I was blown away by the specs because that was, exactly. That's more netbook style stuff, mm-hmm. like kind of smaller than an EE PC. One of my buddies had one and he was repairing it for years and years and years. But that looks like it's much better build quality kind
of
thing.
Yeah, it's been fine so far. I mean, like I've flown everywhere with it and it's been fine.
Nice. And what operating system?
My own gay Linux build.
Yes.
Because...
Because paying for software is stupid.
Thank you. Yes, I'm glad you agree, and I don't have to defend.
Nope. I'm a big FOSS and FLOSS guy. I grew up in Silicon Valley, and so I believe software as a service and subscription software are probably the two hands of the devil.
I couldn't agree more. It's I just use Arch-based stuff.
Nice. Sick.
But I'm a nerd, so I like to design every single bit of the UI.
There's a really cool, for those of you who enjoy Linux, Arch is excellent. It uses a slightly different package manager than some of the other Debian-based stuff, but Ubuntu Studio is very good if you're into doing music. Arduino is a lovely DAW that's all free. I think it's still all free.
It is.
Okay, good.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
And so is LMSS, but that just isn't good.
And LMSS is weird. We had another artist on a couple months ago, Fairy Thing, a local queer Q chord with the... The piano, guitar, Q chord thing.
Yeah, yeah,
strum it kind of thing.
Beautiful machine.
Omnicord, Q chord. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's by Suzuki, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So she was saying that the LMMS is what she started with, but then she's like, oh, this is so limited.
Mm-hmm.
She just can't really do anything with it. What DAW are you using on there?
Not free and open source, I'm afraid.
That's okay, I don't care.
I'm using Bitwig.
Nice.
Nice. I ditched Windows in 2015, I think. I got up to do the biggest gig I've ever done, probably ever will do. It was 8,000 people in one room.
Whoa.
And I was playing straight after William Bennett from White House.
Hell yeah.
And straight before Lustmord. So, like, fanboy me was like, yeah, this is great. But I turned my laptop on the stage and it said eight Windows is updating, so I was like, no, it was fine, it worked out fine, but that was like, no, I'm not doing this anymore.
No.
Like I didn't ask it to update and no, fuck this. So I was using Ableton at that point, but then I looked into Bitwig and it's the exact same thing, but I prefer it.
Yeah.
And it was cheap then, too.
And it also has far less of a memory footprint.
Yeah, big time. I mean, like, I used to run this on crappy, you know, ThinkPad X201s and had no issue with it whatsoever.
Nice.
But, and it was a lot cheaper. Like, I couldn't recommend it for the price now. You know, like, at the time I was like, oh, it's so much cheaper than Ableton, it's great. But, like, now it costs the same as Ableton, and the yearly update price is too much, in my opinion.
Yep.
But it's still good software, but it's just expensive.
There's nothing wrong with paying for software, but if that's all that you do, then you are selling out a part of yourself. That's just my opinion.
All right, Richard Stallman.
Yeah. No, I'm not that far.
Thank Christ. I hate that guy. If you're listening, Richard Stallman, I hate you. Put some shoes on.
Yeah, no kidding. Brush your hair.
Dirty, dirty mong.
His website is ridiculous. Stallman.org is ridiculous.
His argument, some of his arguments are insane.
Oh, they are. They make no sense.
Just put some shoes on, upgrade your laptop, and grow up. Like, Jesus Christ.
And also, everything has to be core boot, although I respect core boot.
Okay. Sure, but I mean, God, the dude's still using like a 2009 ThinkPad out of principle. It's like, you're missing out on Cyberpunk.
He doesn't use Wi-Fi.
I know, right?
He doesn't use Wi-Fi. He specifically asks for a Cat 5 everywhere he goes. And
does your Motel 6 have an Ethernet cable? Grow up. You baby.
And his he needs to work on his Spanish too. But that's not that's neither here nor there. It's neither here nor there. Yeah. All right, it's past 9 p.m. We get a little toasted. Yeah, no, it's okay. Big shout outs to everyone who develops software, because those are the people who keep it going. Everybody who's maintaining GitHub lists, everybody who's doing active development, everybody who is pushing for hardware support, which has grown exponentially over the years.
Oh, so, for sure.
Big shout outs. Sitting just to the side of you, we've got our good friend Hattori Tori. How's it going?
It's good. It's good. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. You were recently in Japan playing some tunes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Little tour with my wife, Luke Canal, and friend Ritalin.
Yes.
Yeah. Luke Canal, the greatest DJ in the world.
Oh, seriously.
Entirely.
For those of you, we hyped up a show that we did a couple years ago, Angara, and it was a series that went on, and possibly we'll see another one in the future.
Yeah.
I would hope so. That was an amazing series. That's also where I met Kago.
Oh, yeah.
And all the Japanese chiptune crew from... was it Ebi 10 as well too, and
ESC tracks?
That's
yeah,
right, so that's right. And I have a couple of exclusive Canada tour burnt CDs from them. Yeah, it was good times. What cities did you go to in Japan?
This time it was Tokyo, Osaka, Fukuoka, Kyoto.
Nice.
And I did a show in Tokyo again at the end.
Nice.
Different.
Nice. Did you play in a department store?
No, not this time. I did that before.
Yeah,
in
that was
right.
So
in the
good.
Sock department. That's right.
So good.
Floor of a department store.
Nice. And what kind of gear did you take with you?
I just brought my MIDI controller, the Ohm 64. Oh. That's it.
I remember we went to a 333 show. Shout out to 333 back in the
day.
Rest
in peace.
All right. There were so many people there. I think it was the 2018 Halloween rave, and there were so many people who had never seen that gear before. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing the comments on some of your videos and your SoundCloud posts, and people were like, there's no way. This is all sequenced. This isn't That's played it. Live. And then people are like, oh, wait, it is played
I've been
live.
Accused. Yeah.
They don't understand that, yes. Just like Gorshit's set, this is played live.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, would you consider your stuff tracker music?
I make a lot of it with trackers.
Yeah.
I don't really use computers anymore. Mm. Like for the past 3-4 years, I haven't really used computers.
It's more hardware sample stuff?
Yeah, like I was using the Yamaha QY sequencers, but then I got a MPC 2500,
nice.
And so I use that a lot. I use the Amiga sometimes. Like, if
nice.
I'm going to use a computer, I use the Amiga.
Yes.
And that's always trackers,
yes.
You know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And then you're a big fan of Renoise.
Yeah, I mean, using that.
Oh, Renoise is so good. And what is it, Renoise 5 now?
No, it's
3.3.
It's 3.3 okay. Or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, nice, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It's good. I just updated it.
Nice.
Hopefully it works.
Every time I watch Jules make music in Renoise, it's like that scene in The Matrix. I can, you know, some blonde, vertical. Redhead, I can kind of
What do you
tell.
Want?
Take the red.
Yeah, I just see course. Code. Oh, so good, so good, so good. Let's see. Let's play, gentlemen. Let's play one more track off of here, and then let's get you on the decks, amigo. Thank you so much to everybody who's tuning in live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM, Vancouver FM, with special guests Gorshit, Hattori Tori,
hey.
Henrietta from Kitty on Fire, and cruising around in the background, we got Spencer from Kitty on Fire. What's good? What's good? Also, Talon Books as well, too. Shout out Talon Books.
Shout out Talon Books.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, I believe this is the first time we got Hattori Tori on Vancouver FM live. Amazing, amazing stuff. Stay tuned. You are listening to Vancouver FM, CJSF 90.1 FM, Hattori Tori.